Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you.
It is completely okay to feel vulnerable at times. We sometimes might feel embarrassed to be seen as weak, but you know what? We think it is rather brave for anyone to be able to communicate and work on their vulnerabilities. Let's continue our conversation from last week and get inspired from the stories we're about to share.
I do think it also comes with experience, as psychological theory stated that you cannot have an expectation of something that you have never known, right? And you wouldn't know how to react when you tap into some unknown or uncertainties. That's why when we became vulnerable and we have never felt that or experienced that, we wouldn't know how to react or how to solve that or how to soothe our own emotions. But then if that happened again or that's feel familiar, there will be a psychological shortcut that relevant or related back to your past experience, and you would know how to react to avoid yourself going into that deep, dark level again. So I think next time when I sense that my breaking point is reaching to that level, I would know how to drag myself out, perhaps. But then, yeah, it comes with experience in some way.
Yeah, I can totally relate to Rita, because I think learning through what you're experiencing, and what I tend to do is psychoanalyze my own behavior, because I tend to enjoy doing that. Doing too much could be a bad thing. I think one of the best ways of my recovery is understanding what are my trigger points. When I was depressed, I kept asking myself. I think I was always a curious kid growing up. I'm always asking my parents who, what, when, where. And they're like, no, it just is. But I was just no, don't just tell me it is. I have to know why. So I guess when I was going through struggling, I kept asking in my head, talking to myself, right? Why are you feeling this? What triggered you? So I try to isolate. What was the cause of my depression? And I was it was my family was the main, the Chinese firecrackers is the main one. I would admit my parents were the main, the cherry on top, the one that exploded. But I was blaming them. And then I realized that actually some of the things, and most of it was actually myself, me blaming others, being so I just had a pessimistic view. But I guess how I would train myself is I guess at times I would go to the pier and look at the sea, and I would loop certain situations again, but it's not I would constantly loop over. When I'm upset, sometimes I realize I used to suppress so much that I didn't show any emotion. I thought being angry is bad. I thought crying is bad. So I actually never expressed any emotion for 21 years. So obviously I exploded. And nowadays, when I feel something, I realize life is so short. I tell my boss, even today, I was getting upset because he told me to do a task. And then this morning I was doing it. And then he suddenly changed his mind on the spot. I was no, I actually don't need it. And I got so frustrated. He was just follow me. I was okay. And then I went back to my table. And then he came to my desk, and he was trying to explain his point of view. And I nearly was on the verge of breaking down to tears. I only do that when I'm frustrated, but I was holding back, and I was trying to explain to him, I'm not against you, but this is how I felt. Learning how to express in a calm manner, that helps. Because if you suppress everything for so long, it's just going to erupt later. And you're going to be even at a more vulnerable state at a later stage because you've been so strong for so long.
You being able to be raw and honest to express your perspective on that matter actually connects you with your boss in a way, because not many people dare to say things like that. So I think it's quite beautiful to actually, by being frustrated created as part of being vulnerable, right? And you kind of have used that, you've embraced that emotions and used that to connect with someone in a positive way. And I actually think it's beautiful. But then one thing that Billy, our guest from the previous episode from this, he articulated something very nicely that I want to share with you. So sometimes when someone triggers certain uncomfortable or uneasy emotions of yours, if you try to change your perspective to accept instead of fighting against that emotions, would actually open a lot of self-discovery opportunities for ourselves. Because I think in the past, I've definitely gone the other way of just running away from uncomfortable emotions. I still do at times, to be honest. Like I would, instead of facing problems, I sometimes might avoid problems just because I don't like the idea of causing any troubles, or I don't want to offend anyone, instead of actually, you know, addressing an issue that should be addressed. So I think Billy's way of expressing that you should embrace any of those emotions instead of fighting against them is actually a very, very good tool, or a very good skills I've recently really tried to work on and practice so that I can build more mental strength on facing vulnerabilities.
To add on to Billy, what he was saying, when my boss came over, he mentioned a good point, which also like opened up my perspective. And he says, the reason why I was upset is because I care. And that's why. He's told me that if I didn't care, I would have just followed his order.
Mm.
And he said, it's because you care and you did work and you put effort. That's why you're defending yourself. And that just made me think, oh yeah, like, but I understand, like, coming from a point of discomfort, it goes back way millions of years of how humans evolve. Discomfort or fear, we're meant to avoid it because it's a form of self mechanism to protect. Like when it rains, you're supposed to go in a cave, or when there's thunder, you shouldn't be out. It's actually not even just like an emotional thing. It's in our DNA to protect ourselves. So it's normal for us to feel like we're supposed to avoid and run away rather than face this. And it's not because we're not strong enough. It's literally in our like physiology where and it connects with us mentally, that when we feel discomfort or feeling at a stage where we're vulnerable, we would try to run away, get in. I realized I have a really bad habit, which is being so self-defensive when like someone says something bad about me and I'm like just on a like attacking mode. Like, no, this is not right. But then like now I'm trying to like afterwards I sit down and I'm like, yeah, like instead of like being so reactive, like actually try to understand where the other person is coming from rather than that. Yeah.
A lot of the times people mistaken vulnerability as disclosure. I think vulnerability is about, you know, if you have a difficult conversation with someone, instead of texting, you go and talk to them face to face. Instead, vulnerability is something that if you're afraid, you tell people that you're afraid and you still do it and you figure out a solution together. I think a lot of the times we mistake vulnerability as, you know, just like peeling off all our layers and just expose our deepest, darkest thoughts or insecurities with someone. But it's not just that. I think it's not fair if you just met someone and then you're like, let me tell you my darkest secret, and then it'll bring us closer. It's not something like that. It's a phase where it comes in when you really like vibe with that person. And then when you try to show yourself a little bit more, then your relationship can progress.
Vulnerability, for me, it's like being in a raw form. True. You could say it's like an emotion. It comes and goes. And everyone experiences, even the most successful, confident, it comes to everyone because it's how you feel. And like Viv says, sometimes it's not just always about revealing everything that probably you don't show to others, but sometimes it's taking that extra step. It's actually being courageous to be like, this is what I'm experiencing. You may or may not accept me, but this is how I am. And I know I did that. That's how I came up with my story and being open. Because when I did, I was waiting and expecting people to reject me. And I have had friends leave me after I revealed. I've had my family criticize me to this day, bring up the past and constantly put me down. But I'm like, I'm so happy at peace because I have nothing to hold back now. Because I feel like if you reveal your true honest feelings, and it's normal, everyone has it. So vulnerability should be more talked about and more normalized and less stigmatized.
That's it. Like, you know, being able to accept the raw emotions, they don't necessarily have to be bad or like, you know, negative, right? It's just emotions. So sometimes it's about removing that label that we have previously or what the society kind of have put on those emotions. Well, I really hope that this episode has encouraged our audience to think and to really inspire them to try to establish a healthier mindset with vulnerability. And through acceptance, maybe they could appreciate more on how they could open up their emotions, vulnerabilities to themselves, but also to the others. So thank you, Joanne, for sharing your stories and your perspectives. If our audience would like to stay connected with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. They can just go to Instagram and search Bubble Talks. And that's where I try to spread more like daily realistic struggles that I go through, some motivational content just to like uplift the community, being the support that I needed when I was struggling, just slowly step by step.
Amazing. And also Humble Bubble. I remember that you're going to be launching an extension of that soon. Or
on top of that, I will be creating an Instagram page where it will be a syncing with my website, where I'll be promoting different workshops and events in Hong Kong. And it will be launched this month. I'm just trying to revamp the website. So if anyone is interested to find accessible resources, be it podcasts or like yoga classes, meditation, retreats, it would all be on there. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for having me so much, and I enjoyed this conversation.
That's all for today's episode on Vulnerability Brings People Closer. Join us again next time when we talk about support systems.
Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at Unlabeling Effect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.